Air America Radio. Since the president is openly operating in a different reality, as we discussed with Ron Suskind, we think it's important that voters know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have someone in that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Mr. Smalls.
Good morning, and may my big God bless you, Mark.
Your big God.
The big one. Big God.
So how do you think... How do you think Bush is going to do in this debate tonight?
Well, I think he did great. Clearly a touchdown. Grand slam. Hole in one.
Wait, the debate didn't happen yet, so I don't know how you can say that he did great. It didn't happen.
All right. Okay. I'm not going to ride your post-debate spin pony.
No.
I'm off the pony.
No, it's not a post-debate spin. It didn't happen yet.
Hey, I've moved on. Okay. I have moved on. And Bush was magnificent. Strong, safe, good job.
Strong, safe, good job. Give me one quote. One quote from the debate if it already happened.
Strong, safe, good job. I loved it when Bush said, "You can run, but you can't hide."
Okay, all right. Even though the debate hasn't happened, he probably will say that, okay?
Okay.
But it hasn't happened yet.
All right, well, Bush sounded so strong about the war in Iraq.
Okay, there. See, it's supposed to be about domestic policy.
Mark.
What?
It is domestic policy if you happen to live in Iraq.
Oh, my God.
I wish you'd pay attention.
Crazy.
Strong safe, good job.
This is crazy. The domestic policy is Bush's weak spot. Low employment, skyrocketing gas prices, rising poverty. Bush is going to have a hard time winning on these points. He's going to have a hard time winning.
He did win on those points. He was incredible.
Oh, my
God. Strong safe, good job.
Look, if you're so convinced, okay, that you've seen the debate already, what was the gist of Bush's argument, my friend?
All right. Listen to me carefully. Strong, safe, good job.
It's crazy. So in tonight's debate, was Bush as aggressive as he was in the last debate? It seemed like Bush was going to jump all over that Charlie Gibson.
Yeah.
Was he that aggressive, if you already saw it?
Well, Mark, the president made Bob Schieffer cry.
Oh, my God.
All right, it was not pleasant to watch, but the man clearly had it coming. He asked the president of the United States to comment on his National Guard service. And the president, very calmly, walked over to him and kicked him in the nuts. It was a landmark moment in political discourse. I mean, Bush put the whole issue of his manhood and his courage to rest in one beautiful moment.
I'm so tired of this, man. You're a pathetic brown noser who doesn't believe any of this, do you? You don't believe it, do you? You don't believe it, though. Tell me the truth. I can see right through you, Smalls. I can see right through you. You don't believe it. You don't believe it.
Good job. You're right. You're right. My nose is brown and it smells bad.
Oh, no.
Don't hurt me, Uncle Fred.
Oh, my God.
I'll be good.
See, I knew it. There's so much.
Smells bad.
There's all this unrecovered abuse. See, why don't you just reach out? Come to the other side. You're in pain. You're in pain. I knew it. I'm so sad. I'm so sad for you. I feel bad for you.
Strong. Good job.
No, good job. Goodbye, Lawton.
Goodbye.
Unbelievable. The pain that's at the core of that. And then Jerry in Long Island.